Mem Hey. Okay, so the new parak is basically all about benching. And we're going to start talking about Zimun before we start about benching. So the Gemara says, Shlosha she'achlu ka'achas, three who ate bread together, chayovin lezamin, they are obligated to make a Zimun. So right away the question is, what does achlu mean? What does achlu mean? So machlokas mishonim, what achlu means? So number one, so you bring down the Rabbeinu Yonah says, Yesh meparshim demayri shekavu atzman biyacha mitchila uhamosi. They have to sit down initially, sit down together. They have to initially sit down together to start the meal. Then he says, Yesh meparshim number two, even though they didn't make hamotzi together, but then they didn't sit down together to start eating, nevertheless, they finished at the same time, then the kavu of some, then their koveya. And he quotes Demori, which is Rabbeinu Yonah, says it's like the first perish, which means that, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it has to be that they sat down initially to eat together. The Rush says the other way, they came together, they make hamotzi together. Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Siman Kuf Tzadik Gimel, afilu lo hukvu mitchila kulam lechol b'yachad, even if they didn't eat all together, but he says, ela shashnayim kavu, two started together, v'yachar kach bo hashlishi v'kavu imeyam, and then one came and sat with him, o she'echav kavu tchila, or one start by himself and two came to join him, meaning there has to be a group of two that joins one somehow, then Einam Rishayim L'chalek, and they can't separate because instead Koveya, they have to bench together. Mishnah Berurah has some more details over there. So that's just from the first words. So what does Achlu mean? So three people eat together, they are chayiv to eat, to have, to make a Zimun. And then the Mishnah lists things that's what combines as an Achila to allow you to obligate you to be Mizam together. And the Mishnah then lists things that seem to be semi-Asr Bachila, but not completely Asr Bachila. Nevertheless, if you ate those, since it's not completely Asr Bachila, you still can be Mitzarev to make a Zimun. Number one is Demai, right? If someone ate Demai, that's bread that was made from the Tzvu of an Amaretz, who were Chashud, that they didn't take off Meiser. They take off Truma, but they didn't take off Meiser. And so that's all, since it's only the Rabbanon, then maybe it's a Chash, so if you ate that, you still can be Mitzarev. And Meiser Rishon Shenatla Truma, so too if you have Meiser Rishon, that the Levi, I guess, took off the Truma and gave the first, it's Meiser Rishon, it's supposed to go to the Levi, they gave the Truma to the Kohen, as long as the Truma was taken off, you're okay. And Meiser Sheni, the Hektesh Shenifdu, so Meiser Sheni, which is, right, in years 2 and 6, or 2 and 5, forget, that they've taken off, but Hektesh that was Nifta, meaning you don't want to eat it, you don't want to ruin it, so you're poda it. So you're poda it, so technically speaking, that, It's chulin, but it's supposed to be eaten, I think, in Yerushalayim, right?
Still? Even though you were both there?
No.
No. So what's the problem?
Yeah, exactly.
No, but because you didn't put on the chomish. You didn't add the chomish to it. That's what I think it is. So you haven't added the chulin. Right, Rashi says, Maish Rashayna Shanifta, Letiru Ba'achilo Chutz Yerushalayim, Vespidjono Yalad Yerushalayim V'yochal. So you didn't take something to do with the chomish. So you didn't add on. V'hashamash She'achal Kezayis. On those days also, everyone's living on their couches. If two people sitting on the couches and had someone, the waiter, who's serving them, who hasn't really eaten with them. Right? Rashi's Vashamish, Shamsham Besuda, V'achal Yimayim Kazayis. All he does is they want to have a Zimun, so he says, just eat a Kazayis of bread, Litzdayif Yimayim Lezamin. So he can be Mitzdayif. The Kol Hanach Itzrich Hashmunin, Rashi says, all these things are required to be told to us. Afal Gav the Damu L'Isser, since they're similar to an Isser, Ain kam bracha b'avera. Nevertheless, it's still considered a bracha b'avera. It touches on the machlokas. Rambam Raya, but can you make a bracha on something that's like not kosher? So make a bracha. Depends on what the bracha we showed is about. And it says v'chusi, kusi, also a kusi. A kusi is one of the goyim that the Melech Hashor brought, and they became Jews because of the lions that scared them. So they are considered to be enough that they can combine with you. Mizamin alav. You can make zimun with all these things. But achal tevel. If you ate tevel, that meaning it's produce that has not had truma taken off it, no truma, no meiser taken off, and it's aser for achila b'chlet, it's completely aser. Or meiser rishon shalom truma aser, or meiser rishon doesn't have the truma taken off it, or meiser sheni and hektish shalom niftu, or meiser sheni and hektish that you did not redeem, and you may not eat it, you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. This shamish achal pachos mekazayis, and a shamish who ate less than a kazayis, v'hanachri, and a non-Jew, ein mezamin alav. Those do not combine into make a zimun, because either non-Jew is not part of the whole thing, I guess the Shamash ate too little, and the other things are usher. There are things that you're not allowed to eat, so you can't make the bracha on that.
Now, the nachi, why
well, because it's in contradiction to the kukusi. That's all. It's just to keep the Mishnah's parallel. And then nashim, the avadim uketanim, women, servants, ketanim, minors. Ein mezamin aleihem. Right, they you do not combine with two men. Right, you can't combine a woman with two men in order to make a zimun. Okay, so ad kama mezamnin, meaning what do they have to eat in order to make a zimun? How much does one have to eat in order for the suda to be considered a suda to combine for a zimun? The Mishnah says ad kazayis. Tana Kama says you have to eat a kazayis. Rabbi Yehuda says no, you have to eat a little more. It has to be kibetza. The meal has to be kibetza. Right, Rashi says ad kama mezamnin. Kama yochel imayim v'yichayiv imayim b'zimun. Right, v'nafkamina lahutzim dechovasam imyitnu hakos levarech. The nafkamina would be, because Rashi was saying, if you just have a mezonos, right, you can join. So who cares whether they ate a kazayas or a kibetz? The nafkamina is, if you give that guy, if you according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the person who's benching didn't have a beitz, only had a kazayas, he can't bench and be motzi other people, because remember in those days, the person who benched the entire thing out loud. No one else benched, and everybody listened to him. So that's the nafkamina.
If we're going to say that the minimum amount is a zayas, why do you have to say that the waiter ate less than a zayas? The waiter weighed less than a zayas.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. But
is the same criteria for the benching, or is it just the zimun?
Right now we're talking about the zimun, but I think it means in order to be chayv in benching, then you're chayv in zimun. If you don't have.
Since here, the women, when they eat by themselves, they chayv in zimun.
We'll get to it. Right?
Only you
can make a lot. Right?
You have to have a size of bread, or kinds of food.
To make, yeah, v'chalta v'stavata, you have to be soveya. So Machlokas says, what's the sviya in order to obligate you in Birkas HaMazon? Birkas HaRishon, Birkas HaRishon, there's a Makol Shu.
So sometimes people are on these diets, eat a drop of bread, but eat a meal, that's okay.
So what's Mitzarif? How does that work? That's a different halacha. As Menachem says, it's complicated. You have to look at the Mishnah Berurah there, and that's so small. All right, so we know Hanimili. From where do we know that three people who are eating together have to combine to make the Zimun? So Amar of Asi, Rav Asi says, we learn it from the Pasuk, the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Gadlu la Hashem iti, uneromo shemo yachdav. So let's praise Hashem with me, right? When I praise Him with me, we're uneromo shemo yachdav. We'll praise His name together. So how does that work? Rav Asi says, Gadlu la Hashem iti, hare shlosha. Because it says, Gadlu, you, which is plural, will praise Hashem with me. That's 2 + 1. Then the plural is 2. 2 + 1. And then neromo shemo yachdav. And we'll praise His name together. Neromo shemo yachdav. That's answer number one. Rabbi Yavo Amar, Rabbi Yavo says, Mehacha, you learn from here. I probably, this one is difficult, I think, because the Pasuk is Kishem Hashem Ekra, which we already used to learn Birchas HaTorah from. So I'm not sure, maybe there's a connection between Zimun and Birchas HaTorah. Rabbi Yavo Amar, Mehacha, says, Kishem Hashem Ekra, right, when Havugodol Elokeinu, when I call on Hashem's name, we're going to bring, you know, say how great Hashem's name is. Okay, so Ekra is one, and Godol Elokeinu means our God, which is plural, which is two, so the minimum of 2 + 1 is 3. Amar of Chanan Bar Abba. Chanan Bar Abba says, "Minayin laone amen." How do you know that someone who's answering amen to a bracha, shelo yagviu kolo yoser min hamivarech, he should not say amen louder than the person making the bracha? Which is interesting because you know a lot of people all the amen. It says elsewhere that kolo amen because kolcho is all his gzardin is ripped up. So you hear people screaming amen. So what does kolcho mean? Maybe kolcho means all the kavana. But Gemara here seems to be saying. Gemara here says that you should not be answering amen louder than the Mevarich. How does he say that? Where do you know that? But he says, Gadlu Hashem iti unromo shmo yachtav. So I'm not sure if it's from the iti or the yachtav, but when I praise Hashem, you either do it with me or yachtav, the same way as I'm doing it. I mean, not to make it louder, we should be similar. Amar Bishimah ben Pazi, minayin she'ena mit targim rashai lakviya koloser min akore. How do you know that the translator, right, so those days, actually if you go to some Taimani communities now, they do it as well, you have somebody, someone lanes the Pasuk, and there's a mitargim who reads the targum unculus out loud. So how do you know that mitargim should not read louder than the person who's actually reading the Kriyas HaTorah? Shneamar, the Pasuk says, Moshe yedaber, Moshe speaks, the Elohim yanena b'kol. And Hashem responded, b'kol. She'ein tamid lomar b'kol. Why does it say b'kol? So it should say Hashem yanena. What's b'kol? Ma tamid lomar, b'kol osho Moshe. Hashem spoke b'kol osho Moshe. Tosfos points out, this is just flip, it's the opposite. Because here, Hashem spoke first, and then Moshe spoke afterwards. So how do you? So what Moshe says is that Hashem knew that in order for Moshe to speak to Klal Yisrael, he'd have to scream. Right? He has to scream loudly. Everyone has to hear him. He doesn't have a microphone. He had to speak, say loudly. So Hashem, in order to make sure that Moshe wasn't speaking louder than Hashem, so Hashem said a pekol very loud, so that Moshe would repeat it again very loud. Okay, so that's how you know. Tainami Achi. We have a Bryce that supports this idea as well. That Ein Metargim Mashal like we call Yosef Nakore. The Metargim is not permitted to say the Targum louder than the one who's being Kore from the Torah. The Im Ef Shal the Metargim like we call O. If for whatever reason the Metargim doesn't have a loud enough voice and he can't speak loudly, so Keneged Hakore, I mean he can't be as equal to the Kore. Yimai Hakore Kolo Vikra. The Kore should speak, should go a little softer. Meaning, it seems to be here that it's not that the Metargim has to be less than the Kore, it has to be the same as the Kore. So if the Metargim can't reach the loudness of the Kore, then the Kore should lean a little quieter. Right? It's similar, you know, ideas of like, by the Tochacha, we do it a little quieter. Right. Doesn't mean you have to actually say it, but just a little bit, Minhag gives a little bit of a softer voice. Itmar, okay, said in the base measures. Shnayim she'achlu ka'achas. You have two people who ate together. Pligi Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan. Machlokas Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan. About what? Chad Amar Imratzu Lazamim Zamnin. Once that two people together, if they want to, they can also make a Zimun. Chad Amar Imratzu Lazamim Imazamim. One says, even if they want to, they may not make a Zimun together. So they're going to have three attempts to try to prove it. Tanan, we learned one way or another. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. Shloshish Achlu Ke'echad Chayav Lazamim. Three people who make a Zimun, they're Chayav to Mazamim. Shloshin Shnaim Lo. Three yes, two no. What's the Machlokas? Where it says, no, Hasam Chova. The Mishnah is talking about three people, they sit together, they're obligated to make a Zimun. The question over here now is whether two people are permitted. Are they Rishayim to make a Zimun? Right? Hasam Chova. Hacha Rishus. Okay, so that's not a proof. Tashma. Let's try to bring another proof. Learned in a Braisa. Shlosha She'achlu Ka'achas Chayav Mazamin. Three that ate together, a Chayav to make a Zimun. V'ein Rishayim Lechalek. And no one's allowed to leave. You're not allowed to leave. So Rashi points out, Rashi says, well, so then, why not? Why can't one leave, and the two left make a Zimun? Why would they not be able to leave? Tosa says it doesn't make sense, because the one who left would make a problem. So Tosa says the case is where there are four people. There are four people sitting together, two can't leave, because if two leave, then you're only left with two. But according to what the Mandamar says, that two can make a Zimun, what's the problem? Let two leave, the two left make a Zimun, and the two that left, and the two that are left make a Zimun, and the two that are actually left can also make a Zimun. Gemara says, no, the same, right? Shlosha in, Shnayim lo. You see that three make it, two not, because otherwise we'd have two left over. So Gemara says, no, Shani hacham, the kavu luhu b'chova mikara. It's different there also, because what you're doing, if the one person leaves, or two people leave, whatever they're doing, they're removing the status of chiyuv, and moving it down to its potential status of rishus. When they were all together, they were all obligated. Now they're leaving, oh, you see, there's a rishus. No, if they left, then what you did is the people who are left over now don't have an obligation. So what you're doing is you're diminishing the status from an obligatory status to a rishus status. But that's not necessarily a raya that only three, maybe if two started by themselves, they would be permitted to make a zimun. So Gemara says, Tasha.
What's the holy name of the zimun here? The two psukim we say in the beginning, that's the whole inyan? What's the
Rabbi Sain of Arich.
That's it.
Yeah, the whole thing, that beginning.
Right, that's
zimun. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Tashma. So bring another proof. We learned in a Braisa. Hashamash shahaya mishamesh al shnayim. So you have a waiter who's servicing two people who are sitting in the suda. Hare ze ochel imahem. He can eat with them. Afal pishol nasan l'mishus. Even if they didn't give him permission. So I don't understand this whole thing, but Rashi says, right, ochel imahem. He says, ein kan gaiva. D'nichluhu d'maislu d'zimun. They never said explicitly that he can eat with them, but they're okay if he sits down and eats a kazayas with them, because now he'll be able to combine with them to make a zimun. Right? The ishnayim zamin, right? But if two people can make a zimun, why do they care about the shamish eating with them? Ishnayim zamin, my nichaluhu, balati dinami yiboy mizamin. Even without him, they can make a zimun. So why should he be assume that he's allowed to eat with them? And you say, oh, they want it because they want to make a zimun. They can make a zimun anyway with the two, so that would be a raya. Right, but Hayah Meshamish al Shlosha. If the Meshamish is working with three people, Hareze Eino Ochel Imahim Ela Inkem Nos Loshlos. Then he can't eat with them and join with them unless they have permission, because they don't need him. But you see again that a potential raya is that the Shamish is needed to create three. Well, what's the big deal? You have two already. The Gemara answers again. Shani Hasam. There it's different. The Nichluhu, the Mikvaluhu Bechova. They'd rather have the obligation, as Rashi says. The gadol hamatzuv ve'osa. We pass in the end that those who are obligated is greater. So to have the shamans join them, why they want the shamans to join them? So they could have, they could say Zimun b'chiyuv as opposed to saying potentially saying Zimun only b'rishus. So again, there's no proof one way or another. It could be that two people can make Zimun. But here, nevertheless, the Shamash can sit with them even without explicit permission because they want him to sit with them to make a Zimun b'chova. So Tashma, Gemara now brings another Brisa and tries to use that Brisa maybe to see if you can prove our case. And the Brisa they bring down is fascinating. Tashma, Noshim Mizamnos La'atzman. Women are permitted to make a zimun for themselves. Women can make a zimun, right? Mizamnos La'atzman. Va'avadim Mizamnos La'atzman. And Avadim can also make a zimun for themselves. Noshim Va'avadim Uktanim. What about combining? Noshim Avadim Uktanim, because it's the same level of chiyuv. Im Ratzul Zamin, E Mizamnos. They can't combine. Mara will see why. E Mizamnos. Vaha, Mara says, Vaha, Meya Noshi, 100 women that ate together, Kitre Gavri Damyan, they're the same as two men. What does that mean? So Rashi says, the Filu Meya Kitre Damyan, Inyan Chova. He says, the Ein Chayovas Lazamim Im Ratsu Mazamna, Svodin Lashnayim. Rashi says that when it comes to women, they don't have an obligation. They're the same like two men. They have if they want to, they can. Right? Tosa says, no, Meya Nashe Kitre Gavri Minyan, he says, Inyan Kibbutz Tfila, because when it comes to like Dvarim Shev Kedusha, you can have 1,000 women. It's not going to equal 10 men because it doesn't create the chiyuv of a davar shel kedusha. But he says, Gemara says, how meya nashi kitrei gavi damni, 100 equals 2. The katani nashim mizamnos. It says if they want to, they can. So the atzman v'adonim la'adon la'atzman, they can if they want to. So you see that somebody who's equal to 2 can make a zimun if they want to. So to the men, if they're 2 men, if they want to, they can make a zimun. That should be a raya. Gemara says, wait a second, shani hasam ikadeos. This is where I learned. Yeah, okay, fine. Women don't have the same, according to Tosos, they can't make a Dovah Shavak Dusha. Or according to men, but you still need the numbers. You still need the number 3. We're not talking about their status, we're just talking about the numbers. The sheer numbers don't match up. So 100 women are equal to 2 men. Yeah, but not when it comes to benching, where you require 3. You require 3 human beings sitting there. So maybe it's not a raya. Shani Hasam, the Ikadeus. So Gemara says, Ihachi, if the reason why that they can bench together, 3 can bench together, is because this idea of Deus, so you just need 3 people of the same level of obligation together, so Ema Seifa, why can't you mitzdarif woman and Avadim? Both women and Avadim are obligated throughout the Torah, throughout the Shas, at least on the same level. They're not mitzvah Seisha Zman Grama their Potter, but all mitzvah say that, all Lav Zman Grama and mitzvah Slosa say they're obligated. So why can't they combine? So Ema Seifa, Nashim Va'avadim, Im Ratzul Zamin, Ema Zmanim, Va'amai Lo, Va'ha Ika Deos. You have 3 people sitting together on the same level of obligation, let them make a Zeman together. He goes, no, Shani Hasam, Mishum, Pritzusa. There is a problem with Pritzus. You don't want the women and the servants eating together. They just wouldn't eat together. Someone mentioned before that women ate separately. They didn't want them eating together.
Do women have female
servants? What? Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Well, it doesn't answer about Katana. It doesn't say. He doesn't even answer that Shaila. You know, Katana might be on a different level also.
Why is it different chiyuv than we all have the same chiyuv to bench? It says that the zimun is different than
bench. Yeah, the zimun might be different.
Because it's the same chiyuv we have.
It's not the same chiyuv apparently.
Zimun is different.
So yeah. Okay. The same. It's maybe for zimun you require 3, like for davar shel kedusha you require 10. It's a different amount, and just like davar shel kedusha, the women don't count towards davar shel kedusha. They don't count for to come to the Zeman also to be mitzdarif. It's a different level obligation.
Also includes that one is yod for the other 2, correct?
Yes. Eventually, usually, it's complicated. Okay, Tosos says, Shani Hasam, the Ika Deos, he says, a woman, he says, Mikan Mashma, he says, from here it's clear, the Nashim Yechol Zazamin La'atzman, that women can make a Zeman by themselves, that they're women on their own. The Chain Asu Benos Rabbi Avraham, Chamot Rabbi Yehuda, Api Avian. Right? The daughters of Rabbi Avraham, the brother-in-law of Rabbi Cham, the father-in-law of Rabbi Yehuda, they used to make a zimun. Umiu lo nolagu olam kain. He says the women don't do that. The kasha Tos says why? Amai lo nolagu. Why do they do that? Mikatani mizamnos. When it says mizamnos, mashma the ka'amar chayavos lazamin. Tosus thinks the words when it says mizamnos means that they're obligated to do so. So Tosus wondered why the women don't do that. The yesh lomar the nashim lazamnos la'atzam means hainu imrotzu lazamin mizamnos. He's just saying it maybe just means if they want to, they have the right to. The chay mashim k'sas haloshim etkani b'somach nashim avadim imrotzu. It says imrotzu if they wanted to. Maybe that's ain mizamn va'od. He goes the nashim tzarich iyon. He says we have to look into it. Im yotzos bebirchos hazimun shel anashim He says you have to check in. So I don't think this applies to Ma'an Zveh. He says you have to look in to see whether women are yotze with the benching that the men do, because everyone's listening in and they don't understand what's being said. So I think what Ma'an Zveh doesn't make good. First of all, you have the English translation for everybody. Second of all, at least in my house, the women understand what's going on. He says, right, because you have to know when someone's benching, if someone's being yotze, you have to know what they're saying. They bring rayas that they are. It's a whole sugya to what to do about with women. Is it obligatory? So what happens if you have a family where it's one father and a wife and four daughters? Does he have to leave to allow them to make a zimun? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. There's a whole to do about that. But just again, stop yomi. So we're just going to mention the topic, and everyone can look at it when they want to.
And how do they do it?
What? Look into it. Iyachi. So the Gemara says, Tistayim, right? I don't know, Givarotai, or whatever, Havlan. There are plenty of other what languages that they can do. Just going to say Rabosai. The whole thing is just to gather everybody to get everyone to the bench. So whatever language that works, they do that. Right, where is it? Why do people say Miral Benching? It doesn't say that in the Gemara. Because it doesn't make a difference. It's just to gather everybody to bench. Okay, so the Gemara says, right, we had before, right, we were discussing this machloksin, Rav and Yochlan, whether two have the right or they, you know, to be mezamein. And we haven't proven, you know, which sheet is correct, but now the Gemara trying to prove who holds what. So we said chadamar, chadamar. So the Gemara says, Testayim, de Rav, de Amar, imrach lezamein, in mezamein. Makes sense to say that Rav is the one who says that two may not combine to make a zeman. De Amar Rav Dimi bar Yosef, Amar Rav, Shlosha she'achlu ka'achas, three who ate together, v'yotze echamim l'shuk, and one went into the marketplace, korin lo, they call him to come back, or you scream out loud and far enough that he can hear, korin lo mezamin lov. Then you make bench, and then you bench. Taima, the reason why these two can bench now is because the korin lo, because they call him. Ha lo korin lo, but if they didn't lo, they would be able to bench. And that's a sheet of Rav. See, Rav holds that you need three. Because if Rav needed two, we say, okay, just let the two go. I don't think it's a right either, because you could have said also the Rav really says you need two is okay, but they want to do it b'chiyuv, right? So Shani Hassam, as Rashi said, the Gemara says the ikvulu b'chov mikara. Here it's all the says it's different. What happens is when you sit down with three initially, so then you were koveya a chiyuv, and if somebody leaves, you're breaking that chiyuv. That can't be done. The whole question, the machloksi and Rav and Yochanan, is when you start initially and only have two. If you start with three and you have a chiyuv, same thing. You have a minion of ten, it shouldn't work out. Right, you created this chiyuv, and you can't break that chiyuv. So Gemara then says, okay, let's go the other way. El Tistayim, let's prove the Rav Yochanan who the Amar Imratzu Lazamin Emezam. Let's prove that's Rav Yochanan who says that if two want to make Zimun, they don't have the authority, the right to do that. The Amar Rav Abrachan, Amar Yochanan, so it's Rav Yochanan. Shnayim She'achlu Ka'achas. You have two people who are eating together, and then it comes to benching. It says, Echad Mehen Yotzeb Birchas Kaveru. One can bench for the other. One can say it, and the other one will be yotze. Vahavinimba, and we debated back and forth. My kamashmalon, what's that teaching us? We already know that. Taninu, already there's a price that says shama. If you heard the bracha of your chavero velo ana, and you didn't answer amen afterwards, nevertheless you're yotze. As long as you heard shama ka'ona, you're a yotze. The amar of Zera, so Rav Zera says, what is the proof? So what's Rav Yochanan coming to tell us here? Lomash ein birchas hazimun beneim. It's coming to teach us, look at the Bryce. The Bryce says, one just benches for the other one. But it doesn't say that they make a zimun together. That's Rabbi Yochanan's statement. Proof that Rabbi Yochanan says that two cannot make a zimun together. One could be yotze, the other one, by one saying it, one listening, but they don't make a zimun together. Amar Rava bar Rav Huna l'Rav Huna. Rava says to bar Rav Huna, Amar Rava bar Rav Huna, to think to his father maybe, or a different Rav Huna. But those Talmid Chacham that came from Eretz Yisrael, they came from the west, they came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, they say, Imratzu Lezamin Mizamin. They say if the two who want to, they are Mizamin. Well, who is who's the Bikahuna in the west in Eretz Yisrael? It's Rabbi Yochanan. So if people are coming from Eretz Yisrael and making a statement, most likely it came from Rabbi Yochanan. And this statement says that two are permitted to make a Zimun. No, you just proved that two are not permitted to make a Zimun from Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says, "My lab shmilu Rabbi Yochanan." He goes, "No, it's not from Yochanan. It's the shmilu who may Rav. They heard it from Rav because Rav. So the other day, Rav was actually a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Actually, Talmud Chiyo was a Talmud of Yehuda Nasi. Some say Rav lived like 300 years. He lived a very, very long time. And then when Rav learned in Eretz Yisrael, Then he came to Babel. So Rav also is a big guy in Eretz Yisrael, so people from the Ma'arava may actually have memories from Rav, not necessarily only from Rav Yochanan. Why does it make a difference between whether it's Rav or Rav Yochanan? Because the klal of Psak is machlokes in Rav and Rav Yochanan, we pass like Rav Yochanan. So if you want to find out who says what, that's in the term of the Psak. Right? We usually, we always say Hilchot Basrai after Abaye Rava. Before that we have these rules. The Rav or Rav Yochanan, he passed like Rav Yochanan, so we want to know who says what, so we can make sure we get the Psak correct. Okay, Gufa, go back to the Etzem Din that Rav said. Amar Rav Dimi, Rav Yosef, Amar Rav, Shlosha Sha'ochel Ka'achas. Three were eating together, right? V'yotza Echad Mehem Mishloshuk. And one left to go to the marketplace. So Korin Lo, they call him that they want a bench, right? Umazaminolav. And they can still make Zimun even if he's in the Shuk. But Amar Rabbi, what does that mean that even, they can make the Zimun even if they call him, he's still in the Shuk? Amar Rabbi, that is V'hud Karulei V'ani. They have to call him and he has to answer. He doesn't have to be necessarily sitting right there, but he has to be hear them and answer. Just because you call him and he's down the block, and that doesn't make a difference. He has to hear and answer. Amar Marzutra, Marzutra says, "Velo Amaron Ela B'Shlosha." That's only with you're eating with three, and you need to actually make the initial zimun. Aval B'Asara, but 10 who ate together, Ad Nisi. You can't say Elokeinu when 10 came together. You can't say that until he actually comes and sits down. Because if he's over there, even if he hears you, he's not part of it. Maski for Ravashi. Ravashi says, wait a second, what are you saying about Zotra? Adarab Ibka Mistabra. It makes sense the other way around. Because Tisha Nirin Kasara. Shnayim Ein Nirin Kishlosha. Nine is a mass of people. So you can see 9, 10. So as long as he's answering from over there, that's okay. Two do not look like three. So in order to make to have the Zimun, you should have the third person there. Because it doesn't look like a group of three. Only a group of nine could be mistaken for 10. A group of two is not mistaken for 3. So Gemara says, no, v'hilchasa k'marzutra, the lacha follows marzutra, which means to make Zimun, if he's over there, it's okay. To make a sara, he has to be sitting with you, despite what Rav Ashi said. My taima, kevan de boilat kure shem shemayim, since you want to mention, right, kure is askuri, you want to mention shem Hashem with the 10, then b'tzir me asara lav orach ara. To have less than 10 people sitting in one place is no good. So I'm wondering if that counts also, like, you have like 8, 9 people davening here, and there's one guy on the other side of the mechitza. Like, maybe he should come forward because you have to be all together and not be on the other side of the mechitza in order to. What I'm saying, I'm wondering. I'm probably saying that's probably the right thing to do is to have for him to go to come in, not be on the other side.
That's to be part,
right? So Abaye says, Nachtinon, passing the halacha, Shnayim she'achlu ka'achas, mitzvah lichalek. So two people who ate together. So what's the psak? So we said two play together. We had a suffix. Can be mizamin, can not be mizamin. Abaye passing now like Rav Yochanan, who says that two people eat together do not make a zimun. Rather, they each bench mitzvah lechalik. They have to separate and each bench by themselves. Tayin amihachi of the brisa as well. Shnayim she'ochel ka'achas, who they eat together, mitzvah lechalik. That's the mitzvah to separate and make bench by themselves. But the medamai memoriam, when do we say that? Shnayim sofrim. That's if both of them know how to bench. They both know how to read. They both know the benching. Aval echad sofer, echad bor. But one knows and one doesn't know. So hasofer mevarach bor yotze. One bench for the other one. The point being here, they don't do zimun, right? And if they don't have the bench, then they should bench separately. If one doesn't know the bench, then the bench together, meaning one listens to the other. Lemaisa, I believe that Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah Paskin is that when we do zimun, we should at least say the first bracha out loud, and everyone should answer amen. Really, the mezamin is supposed to say the whole thing out loud. I know I had a rabbi in my house once who said the whole benching out loud, and my kids were going nuts because they couldn't concentrate. Which is so, but I think the reason why we don't do that is because most people can't concentrate to listen and be yotze for the entire period of time. So that they people say the entire benching, but the first part, the first bracha, should be said out loud. Sorry. Right.
He
says
all benching out loud,
everywhere. Sadik. Well, the lot of
the
book. Right.
So
he has to say it out loud.
I asked him if you're doing it for that reason or not. He says no, because I have to have a key to say it.
Say it.
So I might as well say it out loud as opposed to just following along like I can't follow along.
Right. Amar Rava. Rava says, Hai milsa amrisa ana the itim ishmeid rav zera kavasei. So I'm not sure. This Dvar Halacha was said by me, and some say it was said by Rav Zera. I don't know. Shlosha she'achlu ka'achas. Three that ate together. Like three people that ate together, and two people, I guess, finished And one, the echad mafsik lishnayim. So two are finished, they want to go, and the other guy is still durying around and wants to continue eating. So they can force him to stop, to listen to their zimun and bench together. Shlosh achas, echad mafsik lishnayim. Ain't shnayim mafsik l'echad. But if one guy wants to leave, he can't force those two to stop. He'd have to wait. If they want to, that's one thing. We'll see in a moment. Velo, is that true? Vavra papa, afsik le la'ara barbre, iu v'chad. But did Rav Papa stop? Rav Papa was eating with his son and another person, and Abra Bamar finished before them, and they stopped to allow Rav Papa to leave. So these two stopped for one. The Gemara says, Shani Rav Papa, Dilafim Meshur Sadin Dava. There it's different. Dilafim Meshur Sadin. The one can't force the two, but if they want to, if they agree, then the Meshur Sadin, they're allowed to do that. I always say, I'm finishing, let's bench now, and then you continue. Halach is about that also. Okay, Yehuda bar Maremar, Umar bar of Ashi, Rav Acha Midifti, Krachri Rifti Vahadi Adadi. So these three, Yehuda bar Maremar, Umar bar of Ashi, Rav Acha Midifti, they ate Suda together, Vahadi Adadi. Lo hayu b'huchad have a muflog b'chavre. There was none amongst them who was so much greater than the other one, l'bruchi l'hu, that he should be the mezamein and bench. So Amri, so they said to each other, Haditznan, that which it says, Shlosha sha'achu k'achas, Chayavim Lazamin, and three who sit together have to make a zimun. Hani mili hechad ika adam gadol. That's when they have one who's greater than the other. Aval hechad dechi hadadi ninu. But if we're all equivalent, chilik brachos adith. It's better for each of us to separate. Ubarich imish lemashin. They all made they benched by themselves. So asul the kamei Marimar. So they came to Marimar, Yehuda's father. Came to Marimar and they said, Amalu. He said to him, what are you doing? He says, Yedei bracha yotzasem. Okay, you guys were yotzei benching. Because you benched, okay, fine. But Zimun lo yitzosem. But you messed up Zimun. Where does it say that the great, like, the way we do that, is there Kohen? No, you bench. Whoever's around, that's you pull someone to bench. He says, Amar lehu yedei brach yitzosem. Zimun lo yitzosem. V'ki temu nadar. Now you're going to say, oh, maybe we should go back and bench again. Yeah. Let's go back and bench again, so we mekai in the mitzvah of Zimun. So he says, no, ain't Zimun mafreya. You can't do Zimun mafreya. Meaning, if you're sitting down with three people, one guy forgets, and he starts to bench, that's it. You lost it. You can bench now, you don't say bracha of Birchas HaMazon, but you're missing out the check mark, you're not going to get a good mark for Zimun, because you missed the Zimun. So now the Gemara brings another lacha. Ba'u mitzahan k'shehem mevarkim. Guy comes, all right, and he finds three people who are about to bench, and they're saying the Rabosa, they're saying the formula. Ma'u omar achareim. What is the answer with them? I guess it also applies to somebody who didn't wash or didn't have mezonos, and he's just sitting there. What does he answer when they say the words? So it says he should answer them. He can't say Baruch she'achalnu mishalo because he didn't eat, right? So Rav Zvid Amar, he should say Baruch Muvorach. And Rav Papa Amar Ona Amen. He should say Amen. He says Velo Pligi, and they're not arguing because they're talking about two different occurrences. Ha, one is talking about the Ashtikhindu de Ka'amri Nivarech, right? Mishalo, right? The person says, first one is he found him saying Nivarech. So therefore, he should say Baruch Muvarach, I guess. V'hadishkach ino dekaarmi Baruch Shach Baruch. Right. First one says when he saw Rabbi Sinai Baruch. Second one says when he saw Baruch. So the answer, the Rabosa, I guess he says Baruch Muvarach, and the answer, the other one, he says Amen. Right. That's the way we see. Ashachim dekaarmi Nivarach, Omer Baruch Muvarach. Yashachim dekaarmi Baruch, One Amen. Like we said. Okay. Tani Chada. One Brisa says Haone Amen Achar Birchosav. If you answer Amen after your own bracha, harizeh meshuvah. That's a good thing. You make your bracha, you answer Amen afterwards. V'tani idach harizeh meguna. And another bracha says, no, that's not a good thing to do. Lo kasha, also there's no kasha. They're talking about different cases. Ha, the one who says harizeh meshuvah, that's a person, like we do, bonei bracha mava, bonei Yerushalayim, Amen. We answer Amen after our own bracha by bonei Yerushalayim. V'ha, and the one who says that it's not good, it's bishar brachos. It's with other brachos. Right, Rashi says, Habiboni Yerushalayim, shehi sof habrachos, because that's the end of the brachos. You're finishing. Harez yemeshubach. They came with sof birchos kriyashma the shachris va'arvis. He says also at the end of kriyashma, the brachos kriyashma, you shall answer amen. We do not do that. We do not say gal yisrael and answer amen. But after kol birchosav, the kfen brisa harez yemeshubach, amar gemar kol birchosav. Well, it says kol birchosav. Rashi says it means at the end of a set. When you finish at the end of a set, you can say amen. Right, va'achar kol brachosav kana raise the maguna. That's besof kol bracha ubracha kamar. That's at the end of each and every bracha. So by bnei bracha v'yishalayim, that makes sense because that's the end of a set because that's the end of the birchos d'oraisa of benching. The next bracha of a tovu meitiv end up saying that that is only that's within the rabbanon. That's added later, but the first three are deraisa. That's a set, and the set of and Rashi makes sense. It's a set of Kriya Shema. It's the end of a set. He said. Tosos points out, the second last Tosos, Hababon Yerushalayim, Am Shar Brachos, he says, Umiyu, Pukhazei, Ma'amad, what the nation does, Pukhazei, Ma'amad, Dabar, Shalom, Nagel, Anas, Amen, Ela, Achar, Bon Yerushalayim, the Rechaz HaMazon. No one makes the Bracha after anything, no one makes Amen to their own Bracha except for Bon Yerushalayim. Okay. Let's finish up the Amud. Abaye, Anele, when he would, the Kola, he would answer Amen to his Bracha out loud, he wanted to make sure the Poalim weren't wasting any time. So when they would hear him say, they were listening to his benching, and they would hear Amen, I guess they would go back to work. They didn't have to go back, they didn't have to waste time and listen to Tovu Meitiv, right? Rashi says, they would know that that's the end. Rashi says, they don't have to go back to work. That's only that's a derabbanan. So they were saying, but the poalim know they go back to work after they heard amen. Rav Ashi anele bilchisha. Rav Ashi would not answer, would not say the amen again. They're also they're saying it out loud for everybody else. He would not scream out the amen out loud. Why? He didn't want people to be mezalzel on the fourth bracha. Even though it's in the Ravanan, if he said it out loud and said, amen, oh, that's it. And then everybody else would be mezalzel on the next part. Rashi says, Rav Ashi ani lahu amen b'lechisha, ki heichi lo lishmu v'yedu, shesham gmar ha-brachos, v'yils lo b'tov ha-metiv. But he still had to say amen. So umiyu mishum, the so-called brachos of haya, the tiny brice, the reason mishubach, lo sag lo ani lehi. He still had to say something, but he wouldn't scream it out loud because he didn't want to be people to mezazel in the Tovu Meitiv, the next bracha. Okay, we'll stop here. Pick up tomorrow. Have a good day.